You're listening to Björk Unraveled, a series that demystifies Björk's music one piece at a time. I'm your host, Savannah Wright. It's been about 5 months since the release of Fasora, so now we're in the phase where Björk and her collaborators release remixes of the original tracks. The first one was a remix of Atopos by Side Project. And most recently, a remix of Ovule by Sega Bodega featuring Shy Girl. All I feel is bliss when I think of you. Carries our digital silence. I tend to ignore the remixes of the artists I listen to, or at least I don't make a special effort to seek them out. But Björk is different. Remixes are an integral part of her discography. Think about it. She has multiple remix albums, including Telegram, which remixes Post, Voltaic, the Volta mixes, and Bastards, which remixes Biophilia. And that's because Björk intentionally writes songs that can evolve over time. Here's what she said about that in a 2017 interview. Quote, "I like things when they're not completely finished. Maybe it's got something to do with being in bands. There were at least one or two albums we made all the songs too perfect, and then we overcooked it in the studio, and then we go and play them live, and they're kind of dead. I think there's something in me, like an instinct, that doesn't want the final cooked version on the album. I want to leave ends open, or other versions, which is probably why I end up still having people do remixes. And when I play them live, I feel different, and the songs can grow. There isn't necessarily a one correct version of each song. It's an experiment that keeps going." Close quote. Last season, I talked about how Björk changes songs for her tours, but this time, I want to focus on how other artists have reinterpreted her songs. So in the final episode of this season, I'll count down my top 10 Björk remixes and why. Okay, number 10, Innocence, the Simian Mobile Disco Remix. I really love the original Innocence, but there was something too Timbaland about the production to me. These whiny synths, for example. New roses, only attaches itself to
fertile ground where it can flourish. In the remix, however, Simian Mobile Disco pushes those sounds towards the back of the mix and instead foregrounds a strong, danceable beat. Simian Mobile Disco, the remixers of this song, are two English guys who write and produce electronic music. They formed in the early 2000s, and in 2007 they released their most popular single, I Believe, from Attack, Decay, Sustain, Release. It has similar chirpy synths and a four-on-the-floor beat. Simian Mobile Disco grounded the remix in more predictable beats and loops that create a slow build to the chorus. Granted, it sounds more conventional than the original, but that also makes it very danceable, because once that chorus hits, it's just one straight party. On to number 9. I Miss You, Dobie Reb Part 1, Sunshine Mix. The first time I heard this song, I fell in love.
Honestly, it's hard not to love the lounge chords layered with 90s hip-hop beats. It's the kind of sound you hear on those extremely popular lo-fi beats to study to playlists, which, considering that this song came out in 1996, means it was ahead of its time. Anyway, the remix was produced by Dobie, an alternative hip-hop musician and producer. He produced tracks for Soul to Soul, which explains the classic 90s hip-hop feel of this remix. I mean, there's even a rap break in the middle. The pace of this remix is much slower. It doesn't sound as urgent, which takes away from the feverish feeling of the original. Now compare that to the remix. It almost feels too commercial for a Björk song, but who cares? The next time someone comes to me and says, "I'm new to Björk's music, where do I start?" I'll give them this remix because it's a surefire way to ease into her singing style. Okay, number 8, Blissing Me by Serpent With Feet. In a 1996 interview, Björk said, quote, "A remix for me is like a duet between the person I'm working with and myself," close quote. And in this remix, that idea becomes literal. Serpent With Feet not only switches up the instrumentals, but he also adds original lyrics and vocals. Is that why you stay gone? You don't want me to stray. I've already talked about this song in a past episode about Björk's collaborations, but I'm bringing it up again because I love what Serpent With Feet did here. He perfectly captures the original song's mix of excitement and fear in a new relationship, like in this line. Now my heart has gone rogue, it prefers longing, so I'll sit here and pretend that you're close to me. I also think it's special that Björk invited him to sing this remix with her on the Cornucopia tour. I'd say this one in particular has her stamp of approval. Moving right along to number 7, Math Mantra, the Hacks and Cloak remix. I have a confession. I love Volnicura, but I often skip Mouth Mantra. I prefer the live version, where the focus is on the strings, and not the production. For whatever reason, the original mix just doesn't click with me. But this remix is a game changer. It not only captures the message of this song, but also the mind-bending feeling of being trapped inside Björk's mouth, if you're familiar with the VR music video. The Hacks and Cloak did this remix. His real name is Bobby Krillick, and he's a British composer, artist, producer who, according to his Spotify bio, quote, explores existential dread, mortality, and the afterlife with a deeply unsettling mix of drone and electronics, close quote. He was actually the composer for the movie Midsommar, so that might tell you a lot. The reason his musical touch works so well here on Math Mantra is because this song is about existential dread. Björk wrote this song about losing her voice. As her vocal injury threatened to silence her permanently, she had to confront her existence as a singer. Because if she can't sing, then who is she? The The Hacks and Cloak adds beats that heighten this tumultuous confrontation. I especially like when the beats drop out as she sings, "I am not hurt." She breaks free from the hurricane of beats in order to assert herself, as if to prove that she will overcome this struggle. Few things satisfy my ears more than when the music production matches the lyrics. So for that reason, this song made my top 10. Okay, on to number 6, It's In Our Hands, the Soft Pink Truth mix. Now aren't we scaring ourselves? The Soft Pink Truth is an experimental house music side project from Drew Daniel. Daniel is also one half of the electronic music duo Matmos. You know, the guys who added some sparkle to Vespertine and toured with Björk to promote the album. The original It's In Our Hands is more ambient and quietly hopeful, which suits the Vespertine era when the song was released. But the remix turns the energy way up, adds some layers of bouncy synths and snappy beats, and makes you want to dance. And this tone shift made me think differently about the lyrics. In the remix, the phrase, "It's in our hands," transforms from a quiet encouragement into an affirmation for taking what you want in life. Coming in at number 5, Wanderlust, the Ratatat remix. Ratatat is a Brooklyn-based electronic rock duo that combines hip-hop beats with electronic sounds. I found out about them through their song Wildcat back in high school. So, of course, Ratatat adds their trademark buzz and fluttering synth sounds to this remix, but what caught me off guard was the chorus. It's a lot happier than the original. Now compare that to the original. The original sounds a little ominous, whereas the remix sounds joyful. It's as if, instead of being concerned about her wanderlust, Björk has just decided to embrace it. And while I don't know if that mood necessarily suits the lyrics, the result is still compelling. I also love the little details they added, like the use of the hand drum to connect this song to the rest of Volta. It's a great balance. Okay, moving on to number 4, Ovule, featuring Shy Girl, the Sega Bodega remix. As I covered in my review of Fasora, Ovule is one of the few songs that Björk explained line by line on her website. She said that this song portrays three distinct versions of the self, which you see in the music video. The transparent digital or ideal one that floats in water, the real one who tells the story, and the submarine one who's hunched in the dirt. So we can merge even deeper. As you heard in that clip, the original is pretty upbeat. There are moments in the bridge where you can sense some uncertainty or sadness, but overall, Bjarke's optimistic about finding a balance with her partner. The remix, on the other hand, has a completely different mood. To me, it sounds like the submarine self produced this version. It's subdued, as if unsure that a balance can be reached. And that's a very real part of being in a relationship. So it was satisfying to hear that come out in the remix. The remix was done by Sega Bodega, with vocals by Shy Girl, an English rapper slash DJ. Sega Bodega is an Irish-Scottish music producer slash DJ who works in electronic, deconstructed club, and trip-hop music. I definitely feel the trip-hop influence on this one. It's something we heard more in Bjork's earlier records, specifically Post, and I miss it. So that may be another reason why this remix resonated with me. Okay, on to number three. Features Creatures, the Knife remix. Features Creatures is one of my least favorite songs on Utopia. The lyrics are too on the nose, even for that album. And its slow, eerie pace just draws out that discomfort.
I literally think I am 5 minutes away from
The Knife remix showed me that this song does have potential, and in my opinion, it blows the original out of the water. The Knife is an electronic music duo from Sweden that became popular in the early 2000s. I'm almost certain you've heard their song Heartbeats before. You definitely hear those same buzzing synths in the Features Creatures remix. But I think they took a chance by adding a relentless drum beat to this one, especially considering the song had no rhythm section to begin with. And that change of pace changes my perspective on the lyrics. Like when Bjork sings, "I literally think I'm 5 minutes away from love," it sounds like she's rushing headfirst into love, instead of pondering it from a distance. The drums and those bursts of brass evoke the urgency of "I Miss You" from Post. For a comparison, here's the bridge in "I Miss You." I love when a remix makes you consider a song in a new light. All right, down to number two, Crystalline, Omar Soliman remix. The original Crystalline is somewhat rigid, which makes sense considering it's from Biophilia. On that album, each song taught a different aspect of music theory by comparing it to a natural phenomenon. Crystalline, for example, taught musical structure through crystals, which are rigidly formed.
Crystalline, internal nebula. Crystalline, rocks growing slow-mass.
The Omar Soliman remix does away with that rigidity immediately. Omar Soliman is a Syrian Arab singer who combines Syrian folk music with electronica. As we've heard, it's less common for Bjork remixes to include new vocals, so I'm even more grateful that Omar added his vocals to this one. His voice complements Bjork's.
Crystalline.
By fusing Crystalline with Syrian folk elements and his soulful vocals, Soliman transforms Crystalline from a song about Earth to one that feels like Earth, or at least a joyous celebration on Earth. By the way, when I asked you all on Instagram to share your favorite remixes, this one was the frontrunner, so I think it's a crowd favorite among Bjork fans. Okay, we've made it to the end. My number one favorite remix is Sun in My Mouth, recomposed by Ensemble. Now, I didn't think the original could be improved upon, with its swelling strings and soaring vocals. But the intricate beats and shimmering chords of the remix are so atmospheric. I feel like I'm in a sonic flurry. And somehow, even without the strings, this remix captures the transcendence of the original. Just listen to that climax. Olivier Allery, a musician and composer from Montreal, did this remix. He now does film scores, but his first album in 2000 caught the attention of Björk, who then commissioned him to remix songs from Vespertine and Medulla, and to collaborate with her on the song Desired Constellation. So that's where we've heard those beautiful shimmering chords before. And this is unrelated to Sun in My Mouth, but I have to share this fact from an interview he did in 2004. Allery composed music for Desired Constellation using samples of Björk's voice. I thought it was all electronic, but no, this is what he said, quote, "Generally, in ensemble music, I use a lot of sine waves, the purest and simplest form of waveforms. I wanted to use a more raw, richer waveform, so I did a loop of a tenth of a second of the word sure that Björk sings on Hidden Place, and I added harmonics to arrive at this timbre. It is therefore with one tenth of a second of Björk's voice that I made this piece." Close quote.
With a palm full of stars, I throw them like dice.
Allery can create the most seamless blend of vocal and electronic music, and that's why he takes my number one spot. Listening back to these songs made me think about how Björk takes the idea of a remix to new heights. A lot of times remixes are done to make a song more radio-friendly, more commercial, or, nowadays, more likely to be used on TikTok. But Björk considers the remix to be part of a longer musical tradition. Here's what she said in a 1996 interview. Quote, "It's kind of similar to this organ piece that Bach did. He didn't even write all the notes out, so that whoever played them had the liberty of changing it. So that every time it was played, it was like a cover version. And then you get the phenomenon in this century of the jazz standards. For example, like Round Midnight. You know, you can get 50 different versions of that. I'm talking about the pure idea of a remix and what a remix can be." Close quote. Through these remixes and many others, Björk shows us what a remix can be. A duet between two artists, a musical conversation between two producers, or a fresh interpretation by a musician, even if that musician is herself in the case of her live music. And by letting her songs evolve over time, Björk's music grows with her. And in that way, she's timeless. This concludes the third season of Björk Unraveled. Making this podcast has been an incredible experience. It's connected me with other fans, both online and in person, and it even took me to Iceland. But I feel this podcast is near its final chapter. I don't want to say it's over for good, because what if something crazy happens when Björk performs at Coachella this spring, and I need to make an episode about it? So let's just say goodbye for now. I want to thank each of you for listening to and supporting the show. A very special thanks to Javier Villegas, Tobias Senesin, Enrico Topo, and Daniel Love for your donations, and to everyone else who has donated over the years. It means the world to me that you stepped in to make this show possible. And to everyone, I hope this project has increased your appreciation for Björk's music. And I hope that it's made a few new Björk fans in this world. If you ask me, a world with more Björk fans is a better one. I'm Savannah Wright. Thanks for listening.